Okay, we're holding here in the Lakut Sikhis Hilkit Gimel Pashas Nasi Sikha Alif Sif Gimel. The first two Sifim, Rebbe was Mazbid that the Inyan of carrying the Mishkan in the Midbar is to take a place of a Midbar, a place of Gimel Klippis Atmeis, Nachash Sarav Akrav, to Machnia the Klippis with the Gilead for the Mishkan, and even more, to Mamshach Lakuzdim, to Mahapach Tamakim Yishuv. That's why the Levim, those that carried the Mishkan, says the Levim ben Shleishim v'mayla, had to have a special counting bekesha to this sinyan. Since there wasn't enough the counting that they had, chlal the counting of every Levim ben Chedesh v'mayla, they had to have a special counting in this sinyan. Because this aveda of taking as a player, inyan of a menaged, a mishva, a midbar, and to machnia the klippis, and even more to hapachin tamakim yishuv, a place of alakos, this needs a specialness in Eskech Melamayla, and that's why there had to be a minion, which the minion of a minion is to give a chshivas to the person that's being nimna. They should be together, a davash of a minion, which is a davash of and zayn a bottle. Okay, that was the teichon of the first sifim. So now, from Sif Gimel and Baita, the Rebbe is going to explain how, based on this, it's understood why the whole union of minion halavim is a union nitzchi, because this is a union which is there in Aveda every single day. Inyan zeh lasz memid bar eretz neshavis. Hakeach hazam alamayla idea tzivulim neisam. The etzim minyan of taking the midbar and turning it into a makam of yishuv. And side the also the keach that you have in alamayla that says that was the inyan of the tzivi to count the levim b'miyuchad, the levim b'eifim miyuchad, those that are carrying the mishkan. It's both of those inyanim o inyan nitzchi. Kechol inyan shebeteira kanal b'chol devadeh. Inyan nitzchi in every single generation. What's the pshat kish? Mizbeina adam basviva bo nimtzom. A person sometimes, when a person is mizbeina about the surroundings of the place where he's found, lefam hukazeh, hukazu, shiyire, shi bifchinas midba, shalei yashav adam elin sham. Is he'll realize that what is this place? The place where I find myself is aruch nistike midba. Like we already mentioned before, the pshat of the Alter Rebbe and the pasuk, shalei yashav adam sham, Adam is going on the Ebeshter. Adam is going on the Ebeshter. It says that in the Makav of Yecheskel, Adam is going on the Ebeshter. Talking about the Ebeshter. So the Midbar is a place where the Ebeshter, so to speak, doesn't reside there. It's a place with this Yanam of Klippa, Hepechalakus. Le'yashav Adam Shem. Le'yashav Adam Elyon Shem. So when a person will look in his Sviva, he'll realize and this is Azazot Platz, a place which is Le'yashav Adam Shem. Why? Kirev b'ni Adam b'siva se'enim b'yedim enyin alakos Adam Elyon. Because it's Shaykh and most of the people in his Sviva are b'chlau people that don't know b'chlau about the Ebeshter. Don't have too much of a idea in alakos. So they don't have a Shaykh as Adam Elyon. Even more, ve'ela yedim ve'ela mis'edim l'snai kefir asa kadosh baruch hu. Batera. Even those that are in the Sviva, there are some people there that do know about alakos. And they are mis'edim, etzad their yedim alakos, they have mis'edim. And the arm is snag lefi the heroes of teira, but nevertheless, had ain't sadik baris hashliyas the tevli yechdom. They're still not b'shleimus those people. It says ain't sadik baris hashliyas the tevli yechdom. It says they still have inyan of doing chatoim v'kapanim mizman lizman. And even if those people don't do chatoim, kipshute, we're talking about people that keep shochanarach b'tachlis. Nevertheless, al kuponim yachsim mikidaboy lemevet shetzorach lizma vidasi. It's based on a lesson of the Gemara. Gemara says when he gets to Nagdim Ben Gurion, that he was, even though he gave a lot of tzedakah, it was considered as if he didn't give tzedakah. Why? Because lavet kidaboy lemevet. Because it says, lefum gam l'shichna. It says, we give every camel is given a load, l'fiyerach what he can carry. If it's a camel that can carry a bigger load, if he's carrying a smaller load, Haste says, I didn't get on genug. He didn't do enough. The Ebeshter months from every person will see what he's able to do. He says, Asad Gviv and Akdim Megurian, Lufzan and Lufi's Madriga, even though he gave so much stock, it was considered as if he didn't give stock, because he didn't do the book of the Ba'il Mevet. It was chosif an amount that he was supposed to give. So you could have a person which is Take, doesn't do Chatoyim, but moving up Poshet. He doesn't do anything Hepech Shochon Arach. But his master, his Ibegebenkeit, Ibegegebenkeit, his devotion to Avedis Hashem, lefi yerech, what he should be, is not visadav zazan, is not enough. Meila, what's the problem? Says Tazeh, if we're talking about people which don't know about the lukus bechlal, So we understand how mitzad those type of people, being around such kind of people, make you feel like the place where you are is a makim of a midbar. Because those people don't know about Adam Elyon Bechlal. They don't know about Elokos. So it's a place actually also about Adam Elyon Shah. If you have people which do chatoy mamish, no, you could say they do chatoy hastes, of course, there's a pgam, there's a period between them, and they bishter. So it's of course, it's really also about them shah. But if a person is just, he does everything with Siddharth design, he's just ain't tzadik baris, as he has a table of yechto, in a dakistik eifin, that he's pashut chasir, that he doesn't do, he's not even given enough to avedis Hashem, that makes the place a midbar, a place where the Eibishter is not there. Retach vegen yidna, do mitzvahs, could even be a yid, which is mamish, doesn't do anything, heipach shulchan aruch, it's a high madrega lechur. And the whole son is not even given enough to avedil of yerech his maim in the matzah. Nevertheless, the Rebbe's Mazbe, nevertheless, that also makes it a makim of a midbar. Shal pizar, inim tzuhu b'midbar shalei yoshev adam sham. Ka'adam elyin, einen l'sham b'eifin shal isyash v'skviz. It brings in the order 18. In yeshiva l'loshen ikva. It says, the Gemara there says, that there's a stira. It says, when I get to Meshra, Rabbeinu says, in one place he says, Amadati Bahar, I stood in Har Sinai. Another place he says, Ve'esha Bahar, and I sat in Har Sinai. I said, did he stand or did he sit? The mother says he was standing, but Ve'en Ve'esha, Ve'en Yeshiva, Loshen Ikve. Ve'esha, the fact that he uses a Loshen of sitting, is just implied that he was there in Eifin of Kfiyas. It wasn't just like he happens to be there. When you sit down, you're there with, it means you're planning to stay there for a while. It says, a person could be standing, but he's in a tnu of yeshiva. He's in a tnu that he's there with kviz. That's his place. Or it could be a person that's sitting and he's not there with kviz. Ve'eshiv over here means that he's there in a even of kviz. More like the tnu of sitting. Akoponim, what's the Rebbe saying here? That when it's yes that the lashon of the pasuk is actually yoshev adam sham, yoshev means it's yashev is kviz. If the Eibishter is found in a certain place, but the person is not totally ibegemin to the Eibishter the way it's supposed to, the way he's supposed to be, the taich is that even what he does do, it's nish because that's how it has to be. Since that's it. If you have a person, which be'etzeh, everything he does is v'sidav s'zay. He does mitzvahs, he doesn't do avedas, etc. But since meglach ha'kuponim, it's shayich, that b'zman l'zman, he should do something wrong. What's the pshat? Eba'zeh means that even what he did do right, was only because l'peil mamash at that point he did something that was right. If at the moment that he did something right, it was recht, it was correct, it was mitzad his maimed matzav, it was shayach as a mitzis, that he shouldn't do what's right, is a pshat, even what he did do right, it was only as he's given up a pay, it wasn't that it had to be like that, a pipel mamash was like that. Is he bazei, it's not a union of his yashvus. Memele, when you have a person, which is, does everything he says, but he's not ibig gem to the ibishter, in the way that's a monsach fun em, that means that even everything else that he did do, was not because be'etzem he's a klifa lekus and ganse. It's not because be'etzem he's mochel with the Eibishter. V'haraya, if there's certain pratim where he's supposed to be more ibegem and he's not. Elamai be'peil mamash he does a lot of good things. If he would be an eifin of isyashvus, he would be ibegem to the Eibishter v'sidav s'zay. So mamela, because there's a lot of people in the sviva which are not ibegem v'sidav s'zay. Kuponim as asad zach. So that makes it into a eifin of a midbar, enyin of a midbar. Shalei yoshev adam ha'elyon sham b'kviz. Memeila, what is that going to do? It's going to be peil, aviyuchel ha'eved, lipel ba'atzvas v'yishchas v'shalom. The person which is trying to be peil on his sviva is going to be kofon to ha'atzvas, and to a tnu of yish, he's going to give up. Lintesh shlichus v'aniyah ircha, lonis l'makim achet. He'll leave his shlichus v'aniyah ircha, and he'll go to another place. He'll say, efshir, my shlichus is to be around people which are yevis sedav sezayin, and I'll help them go. Medarga ledarga, there's always darga se kedusha, you could go higher and higher. Aber the emissi is aniyah ircha kedem. A person's supposed to deal with aniyah ircha. But he says, ich kedach nisht, I can't deal with aniyah ircha. Because the aniyah ircha is in the maimed of matzav of midbar. I can't be in a makav of midbar. It gives me atzvus, it gives me yush. I don't feel like I could be pale on a midbar. Could be it's kedai to be mavir, make clear, even though l'chur it's a milsa de pshita, but in case there's someone who has the shayla, the lashon before in the sicha was that ain't tzadik baritz hashiyasa tevel yechta, which the simply meaning is it means pasha that there's no such metzias of a tzadik baritz that does good and doesn't have an inyan of chet. It doesn't in this sicha kuponim. It doesn't mean Chore, doesn't mean to quote that lashon pshuta k'mashmoy. If it would mean pshuta k'mashmoy, is then what will help that you go to another place? Go to another place. Weiter ein sadik baris hashiyas tevul yechta. You'll have the same problem. And Nachme, why does this person that finds himself in such a sviva think that he's better than everyone else? If ein sadik baris hashiyas tevul yechta, is he himself is also in a maimed matzah that he has in yinav chet? So what's he getting? Nispol from the Sviva Dafka. He himself is not better. The word inside the Baruch Hashiyas Tevel Yechto, there's a lot of Pirushim and Biurim, how to explain it. The hero Baruch Kapanim in this Sikha was more put as a borrowed term that even a person, which is in a Maimed Matzah, that he does what he has to do, he also has an Inyan sometimes of Yechto. In other words, he's saying that in the Sviva that this person was finding himself, he finds himself in such a Sviva of people, Taka, they might be doing what they have to do. But they're still in the mind of the matzah that they do chet. They do have the inyan of yechta. Not that's a klal. That is not a metzias of ein tzadik baris hashliyas tevel yechta. Just in case, someone has a shverikait here, just thought it's kedai to be mavir. Okay. So meila kapara. So what happens? So this person, because he feels that he finds himself in the mind of the matzah in a makom of a midbar, shliyoshva adam elin sham a kapara meleifin of kviyis. Meila, he feels that he gets an atzvus and yush, so he feels he has to go away and leave such a place and leave the shlichus and leave the shlichus with an yir. So this is for this we have a that fakert has to be lenseya b'midba l'shanese. A person has to go fakert is the dafka go on a midba. He has to change the midba. Kedusiyas neisra b'midba shepasha sena. Just like the inyan of what we find in our parsha that the Eden went through the midba. Just like in our Pasha. The Yidin, the Eivishter told them to go through the Midbar. And to carry the Mishkan in the Midbar. And to mahapach the Midbar to a Makam Yishuv. And that's what they did take. They mahapach the Midbar to a Makam Yishuv. Same thing is going to get to every single Yid b'chol hazmanim. It's in Yenitzchi. Sh'b'chol Makam Yishuv nimtza. Every single place that a Yid finds himself, even if it's a midbar sham, a desolate midbar that is nothing. Beruchni says this. It's mam, not only if he finds himself like in a place where bedakis there's some people that are not kedaboy lumevad, like we said before. Even if he's mamish in a midbar sham, there's mamish people that don't know anything about the Eibishter. Is that a yes sham or lebe mikrechatz v'shalom? El b'shluch chushes l'kodesh baruch hu. Hashem etzad igav v'kinon. Fact that you find himself in such a place, is not chas v'shalom by chance. No, the Eibishter sets up the ways of a person, and the Eibishter puts a person in a certain place because he has a certain mission over there. In order that he should be mehapich this place to a makim of that the Eibishter, Adam Elion, could be mesiyashav over there. Mehapich et hamakim yishav. In order 21, he's meisiv. He said in mizum. Shemahapich midbar ha'amim l'midbar de kedusha. Not only that you mahapich it to a makim yishuv, but ba'amis you make it even more than a regular makim yishuv. This is like he says, "Ashalei yashavadim shalom mal yusuf." Says in Lakut Teira, it's in Lakut Teira. Teira did Alter Rebbe says that there's two pirushim mal yashavadim shal. One is like the pirush that we bought till now, l'gri yusuf, that the Eibush does not found there a kapanim reifin of kviyis. And another pirush is that Lei Adam is a hecher madrega. That says a tzaddik is called the Adam. Makim shabbat tzaddik in gvurim eindim. Shemakim sayed makim shabbat tshuva eindim ein tzaddik in gvurim michelin lamed. Shabbat tshuva higher than a tzaddik. The in of a tzaddik is a Adam. But tshuva is Lei Adam, not Lei Adam legrei yusa, but Lei Adam al derech less dein barnash. Just like we say about. Says about Tanoim, it says less than Banash. He's not a person, he's not a human being. He's so close to Rebish, less than Banash. Is when you have the union of a Baal Tshuva, it's Lei Adam L'mal Yusuf. The same thing, a midbar, when you mahapach the midbar to Kedusha, is not only is it now Makam Yishuv, it's a place that the Lei Adam finds himself there. The Madrega higher than a tzaddik, a place which was nishapich l'kedusha, higher than just tam a regular mokim yishuv of kedusha. And like we bring from the Zaya, regam Zaya Shom, lemisyash v'mil deraisa el atama. The leis neheira el ahudu nafik megei chashecha. Zaya says that a mokim midbar, besides for going to a mokim midbar,
the mile of going to Amakim Midbar, it's Mahapach, it's Machniyah, the Chitzenim. It's a mile of going to Amakim Midbar because Dafka there, Divrei Torah are able to be Messiahed by the person. Dafka over there, Dafka in the Midbar. Why? Because there's no real air that comes unless it comes after Cheshach. Yisunayim Etecha Cheshach. So you see from the Zayah the same word. When you go to Hamidban, you mahapach at Hamakim Yishuv, it's not just that it becomes just like a regular Makim Yishuv. Dafke then, you're able to have the Maila that Divrei Torah should be Messiahed, because it's Yisunayim Etecha Cheshach. Maila of about Shuvah over the Ma'avrinian of a Tzadik. Okay, before we go weiter to the next paragraph inside, is let's see Hora 19. Hora 19 is going on what the Rebbe says in the Pnim, that the hero of the Torah is from the fact that the Yidden traveled to the Midbar, Pitziv Yakadosh Baruch Hu, and they were happy to Makam Yishuv. It's a hero for every single person that might think that he has to leave his Makam Ashlichis because it's a Makam Midbar. The hero of the Fakert, he has to go Dafka to Makam of a Midbar, and he has to mashpia on the people there, and he has to change the Makam Yishuv, etc. So, Lechure, how could we say, the Rebbe's going to ask, how could we say that there's such a hero in Torah? And Lechur in Teira, there's a Befeirish Hero Punkt Fakert. It says, Ein Stira Lezeh Mashakos V'Rambam M'hoi B'Medina Sh'minagia Roim Choluyei L'Cholo. The Rambam says there that if a person finds himself in a Medina where the people act not the way they're supposed to act, is he not allowed to stay there? He has to go and find himself even a place where there's no people whatsoever. In other words, it's better just to be in a place where there's no one that can mashpia on you in the wrong way. Is Lechur, is Mamash Lehepichol was saying in the Sikh. Sikh, we're saying that a person, even a person which finds himself already in such a place of Amid Baruchni, and he's already Biyil, Shabbatzvos, and he decides that he wants to go to another place, in Lazavani Ircha, we tell him in the Sikh, no, he has to stay where he is. And the Chura, the Rambam says that he's not allowed to even stay. It's not only that he has an option that he had, or it's not a shail of an option, or he's mechuyev to stay. Punkt vaket, he's not allowed to stay over there. Has to dafka go to a place where there's no people which can mashpia on him in the wrong way. Says the Rebbe, there's a big chiluk. Katam odin ze, kumishkos v'namam sham lifni ze, derech priyasa shul adam, li es nim shecholo, nei ke bedina gantri, bedina se lufiha cholo, mhoi bedina cholo. The Rambam explains, what's taka the reason? Why does a person have to leave a place where there's people which don't act in the right way? Because the teva of people is that they're influenced by others. They always are influenced by their surroundings. And therefore, if you're going to be found in a place where people don't act the right way, eventually you're also going to go down. You're not going to act the way you're supposed to act. So, haynu, shemeduva misha nimtzev madrega kazu, shenim shechachre minhagi amoki. In other words, we're talking about such a person, which is shaykh, that he should be influenced by the minhagi amoki. Aval im machlet b'chol ha-teikav sh'olav liflo la-sviv l'shenes l'tev. But if a person is machlet, b'chol ha-teikav, that he's not... Here, he's not going to get influenced by anyone else. Punkt fakert. He's going to be pale on the sviva and change it to good. He's Amr Chazal, Habol Etair. And the Rebbe's Meisiv Acherim. He's been signed to look at the Teira. Messiah Nese. Since there's it. So, Mayim Chazal, Habol Etair, Messiah Nese. Pashto Pshat in the Mayim Chazal is that a person who comes to be Metair himself, who comes to get close to the Eibishter, is as long as he does his part, the Eibishter sees that he's sincere and the Eibishter helps him. But in Lakutei Torah over there is Medayik at the Lashon, that the Lashon is not Habol Leitoir. Pashtus, the Lashon should have been Habol Leitoir. A person is coming to become pure. Leitoir is Mashma Habol Leitoir that is coming to make others pure. In Lakutei Torah there, he doesn't explain the way he explains in the Sikha. He's just Medayik like that for the Lashon. And therefore he gives a whole pshat that Habol Leitoir Metayinis is talking about someone who's trying to be Metayir and to make Mizachich Malchus Datsilus. Not again, another whole pshat in the Lakutei Torah there. It's like a maim. But the Rebbe, based on the diuk that it says in Lakutei Torah, that letayr and not letoyr is mashma, but not talking about by yourself, you're talking about being metayr another person. The Rebbe says, anayi pshat na bol letayr misayin esay. Akishmak pshat. A bol letayr, a person which comes and wants to be metayr to others, even if he's found in such a place where it's very hard, is the Eibishter pukvaka, the Eibishter gives him keiches that he shouldn't be nispol from them. And pukvaka, he should be able to be mishana them to the right way. Shaditin lea keich mamayla shaleili esnim shechol. So he gets the keiches not only not to become the spell from them, not to be nimshach after their bad minhagim, but punk faket to change them and to mapach them to kedusha, like we said in the sikha. Just to explain a little bit more the vart, the chura the vart is it's not just tamazeh that he made a pu'ula, he made a achlat that he's not going to be nimshach by their menhagim. He's not going to learn, be influenced by their menhagim. The lashon of the Rebbe is, "I will even nachal b'chol teikav she'ol of lifla lasviva l'shanes l'teif." This does it. A person, the Rambam says, the teva of a person is that he's influenced by the sviva, by the surroundings. A person could say, "I'm making achlata that I'm not going to be influenced by the surroundings." No, you can make such achlata, but meicha teisa as your achlata is going to help. The teva b'nei adam, like the Rambam says, derech b'riyasa shel adam, the way a person is created, is that he is nimsha, he is nispal from the sviva, he is influenced by his surroundings. The lashon of the sikha is that the achlata that the person makes is that he's going to be pale on the sviva. That says the person, when you're being pale, like the famous lashon, I did the tarla miflat, is I did tarla miflat lebala. When a person is being asuk and being mashpia on other people, he's not going to be nispal from, he's not going to be influenced by them. If his yachas to the other people is a yachas, he's a person for himself, and Mamela has a yachas to them, like any person has a yachas with the surroundings. Then, viful achlotas evet non nishmachin, who says it's going to help? But if his yachas to the other people, chatchila is a yachas, like he looks at the fact that he's around these people only as an opportunity to mashpia on them, leteva, is then he's not going to be influenced by them. Pug fakert, he has the keichas that he should be mahapach them to kedusha. Even though this is maybe going a little bit on the side, yes, that's an Indian Yisaydi. Maybe Kedai to bring another Indian that also brings out this point very stark. Another Indian from the Rebbe's Agois and Tanya. In the Perek Lamed Beis of Tanya, at the end of the Perek, there's a famous part. Alter Rebbe says, the Gemara says, that there's a mitzvah to be sein rishoy. I have seen it for the show. So the Chura, how does that stream with everything it says in the Perek? That you have to have Avos Yisrael, Mekot Mevat Gol, every single Yid, no matter what Madregi is, etc. So, the Alter Rebbe says that the Gemara that says that there's a mitzvah to have seen it for the show is talking about Dafke by someone which is Ein Chaveira B'Teirah Mitzvahs. That's how he starts up. There's a lot of Pratim in the answer. But the first point that the Alter Rebbe says is the Gemara is talking about someone, not someone who is Chaveira B'Teirah Mitzvahs. The Gemara is talking about someone which is Chaveira B'Teirah Mitzvahs. Let's say someone which is on your level. Dafke then is a mitzvah l'sneis. If he's not on your level, then there's no mitzvah to be saying to him even if he's a Rosh. What's the chiluk? What's the avon in the chiluk? Why when someone is on your level in Teirah Mitzvahs, Chaveira B'Teirah Mitzvahs is a mitzvah to be saying to him? Sheik, when he's not chaveri b'teiru mitzvah, there's no mitzvah to be saying. So, in the Sefer Shurim, Sefer HaTanya, originally, it says, before the Rebbe was Magia, what it said over there, Rabbi Weinberg, Al Vashalom, he wrote over there, that the pshat is, that when someone is chaveri b'teiru mitzvah, then there's more of a chash that you're going to be influenced by him. Therefore, you have to have an inyan of sina to be careful not to become influenced by him. Sheik, it's someone who's not chaveri b'teiru mitzvah, he's not on your level, so there's not such a chash that you're going to be influenced by him. Mamela, there's no inyan to have sin at it. That's how he wrote. The Rebbe was shaylo that pshat. The Rebbe didn't like the pshat because the Rebbe said there's one inyan that says harchik mishachin ra. Chazal say you're supposed to go away from people that can influence you in the bad way. But it doesn't say, Chazal don't say that you have to hate someone that can influence you in the wrong way. There's no reason to hate him. You should move away from it. There's no inyan. There's a different pratum over there. More goes more, but that's the ikon of kudus anyway. What the Rebbe says, sinna is no reason to have sinna for someone in case he might influence you in the wrong way. Sinna is a different inyan. You should have to move away from someone that could influence you in the wrong way. The Rebbe learned a different pshat that the difference between chaveri b'teirah mitzvah and someone's not chaveri b'teirah mitzvah is that someone who's chaveri b'teirah mitzvah is when he does something wrong, it's mamash amazed. We're talking about Eid, which is say Talmud Chacham and say. He's a from a yid, so mele the techacha that you give him is a proper techacha. But mele when he does something wrong, it's mamash ha'inyan of mezit. Mashenka, someone who's not chaveri b'teirah mitzvahs, what he did is considered a sheik. Mele, there's no reason to have sin for him. Okay, that's a Rebbe. Then the Alter Rebbe continues over there in Perek Lamed Beis. The Alter Rebbe says, "Avol mi she'ein chaveri ve'ein mekur vetzle, someone who's not chaveri." Pashas Chaveri here means Chaveri B'Teirah Mitzvahs. And the Alter Rebbe adds, Elosha ve'ena makura vetzle. He's not close to you. You don't have a skarvis with him. Then, he nealze, Amar hil lazakir ava talbid ha-shalar, and eiv shalom v'reid ha-shalom v'yus avriz mekarim la-teir. This is what Aaron, this is what Aaron, what hil lazakir said, you have to be like the talbid ha-shalar, that you have to be mekarev brius l'teirim, and the Alter Rebbe goes on to explain that what it means is that you have to give extra special ava to those who are far from teirim mitzvahs. Not only you're not supposed to have sina, you're supposed to give them extra love, extra ava, in order to mekarev them to teirim mitzvahs. Here the Alter Rebbe says, there's two inyanim. Someone who's not chaveira b'teirim mitzvahs, and he's not mekurev etzle. Chure, the Alter Rebbe should have just said that he's not chaveira b'teirim mitzvahs. It says, if, like we said before, someone who's chaveira b'teirim mitzvahs and he does something wrong, there's an inyan of sinna. Why is there an inyan of sinna? Because what he did is mamash considered b'meizit. But if he's not chaveira b'teirim mitzvahs, there's no inyan to have sinna. So the Alter Rebbe should have just said, "Avam ishein chaveira is for him puk v'ket. If he does something wrong, you have to give him extra. You have to mekarv." Alter Rebbe says no. Alter Rebbe says if he's not chaveira, if ainu mekurev etzle, and he's not mekurev to him, Alter Rebbe adds an extra lashon. Ainu mekurev etzle. What's the pshat? Mashma keilu, in order to have what he says vayta that you have to mekarv him with extra ava, there's two tnoi. First of all, he can't be chaveira b'teirim mitzvahs, and he also can't be mekurev etzle. So the way Rabbi Weinberg wrote in Shulchan Sefer HaTanya, and that's what Taka printed, is that if you would be mekurev etzle, if he's someone just close to you, then faket, there's a problem. You can't be mekarev him too much, because if you mekarev him too much, you might learn from him. He might influence you in the wrong way. And over here, the Rebbe didn't cross it out. Why is this not a stira? Why did the Rebbe not cross it out over here? The Pshat L'chur is Pashat. When you're talking about if you should have sinat to Rishayim or not have sinat to Rishayim, the Rebbe held that is just because someone is might influence you in the wrong way, that's not a reason to have sinat to him. That's a reason to move away from him. But here the Alter Rebbe is adding something else. The Alter Rebbe is saying that someone who's not chaveira and there's no mitzvah to be saying to him, is not only should you not have sinat, you should be mekarev him extra. To mekarev extra, he has to be someone which is ainu mekurev etzle. If a person is mekurev etzle, he's your good friend, be'etzem, if he's mekurev etzle be'etzem, memela, then you're going to go and mekarev him extra, you're going to give him extra ava. Maybe you'll be influenced by him. How do you know that it's going to be beseder? What's the pshat? This connects to the var that we're saying here in this hora. If someone is a person that's mekurev etzle be'etzem, that means his skarvus that you have to him started before the heira of the Alter Rebbe that you have to be mekarev a yid to be to teirim mitzvahs and give him extra ava. If you be'etzem have a kirva with a person, that's how your relationship started. That be'etzem is a good friend of yours, and he doesn't do the right thing, then it's taka problem. A person like the Rambam says that's the type of people that you become nimshachach harasvim. If, however, he's not mekurev etzle, and the whole eifin of kirva that you're going to have to him starts with the fact that, like the Alter Rebbe says, you're going to give him extra ava, that he's going to become a mekurev then also. But the mekurev then, the fact that he's going to be your mekurev is going to be al tzaprat in the fact that you're trying to mekarev him to teirim mitzvahs, then it's like it says here in the sicha. If a person, you start off with a, you say that your yachas to these other people, yachas to the sviva, your yachas to your surroundings is that you're trying to mekarev them. It's like we said before, I did the Torah lemiflat is lemivla. When a person is being mashpia on others, he's not going to be influenced by them. If he's mekurev be'etzem to you, if you found in a sviva, and your shaychas to the sviva is that be'etzem you're part of the sviva, then ve'veist, if you find yourself b'chatchila and nishko to sviva, and you'll say, also, mizman lizman, I'll also be mekarev yidin over there, I'll also do something nice, I'll also do a bissel mefzoi. Ve'veist, maybe you should not be in such a sviva, that's what the Rambam say. But if l'chatchila, your whole yachas to the sviva is that you're machle b'tekef, that you're going to be mashpia on the sviva, that's your shaychas to the sviva. You have no other yachas to the sviva besides the fact that you're here to mashpia on the sviva, is the pugfaket. You have no right to move away. Adrab, you have to stay there because the Eibishter gives you the keichas to mash, not only not to become nispo, not to become nishpa by them, but pugfaket to mashpia on them and to mahapach them l'teif. Kuparin, let's be mamshach in the pnim of the sicha. V'alpima shakos v'aramba, v'lei shevit levit bulvada l'kol ishvish, ashenot v'ruch ha'ite, eisei. In the midbar, who were those who carried the Mishkan, who did this aveda of being machnia the chitzenim in the midbar and being mahapach the midbar to makam yishuv, was dafka the levim. So how are we learning here Eira, from that every single yid is able to mahapach a makam of a midbar to makam yishuv, to makam asher yashuv adam elyon sham? So the Rebbe brings that the Rambam himself says that Be'emes every Yid could be Beruchnius in the Madrega of a Kehen and a Levi. Just like Kehenim and Levim were special people that they were set aside Dafka to the Indian of Teda, Naveda, to service to the Avedis Hashem. Is the Rambam says every Yid could be like that, could be like a Kehen or a Levi. The same thing with Yoneno, every Yid could be like a Levi, L'inyan Zev, being Mahapach, the Midbah, Tamokim Yishu. So if he decides to be one of those people, it's just like we said before, the Levim who carried the Mishkan were counted be'efa miyuchad legabi this aveda, because this aveda of being mehapach the midbat hamakom yishu needs a special nesinas keich melamayla. Is the same thing happens to every single yid that decides to be bevchinas Levi linyan zeh that yutin lemelamayla keich v'achshivis. You give him the keich melamayla the chshivis at she'ena bottle, like the union of counting, and a medarga ledarga. The bnei ger shenoses reish gam nesis reish b'tzirif legadlo memeno va'ad lo darge the bnei kos nesis reish b'fnei atzma. This is it. Just to be explain the pirush hamilus here. Look at the teira. There's nariches. We find three madreges. We find that bnei ger to kos it says that the inyan of nosis reish. When it talks about counting, it says the inyan of nesis reish. When it says about Bnei Gershon, like the beginning of this week's parasha, parasha's Nasi, it says Nasi Yisreish Bnei Gershon Gam. Gam He. Mashma, there is a union of Nasi Yisreish, but it's only a pispetofel to the Nasi Yisreish of Kohos. The Ike Nasi Yisreish is by Kohos. By Gershon, it's also Gam He. They also have a union of Nasi Yisreish. When it comes to Merari, it doesn't have a union of Nasi Yisreish Bechlau. Vazipshat, without going into the old beer and look at the Teda, but the Indian of Nasiyas Reish means, like it says in the beginning of the Teda Parashat Bamidbar, that Nasi means picking up. So the Reish means Avedas Hashem Apitam Vedas. Avedas Hashem Ashashach Teresh, Tam Vedas. Nasiyas Reish means Lamay Lamatam Vedas. Meheip Tuf Teresh. You go higher than the Indian of Tam Vedas. So the Kuteri explains Bariches, the Chiluk of Aveda of Gershon, Kaos, and Merari. We're going to get to that a little bit soon in the Sicha also. He explains a little bit, touches on that also. He says that Aveda of Merari is Bechal not Aveda which is Lamaila Matan Vadas. Aveda of Kaos is Aveda which is Lagamir Lamaila Matan Vadas. Aveda of Gershon is Bechinim Asiyam is also Ayin of Lamaila Matan Vadas. Mamela by Gershon it says Nasi Sirish Gam. It's also, he says, even Shotafel, it's also called Nasi Sirish. What does that mean? Means like this. Every single one of the Levim, Sai Gershon, Sai Kos, Sai Merari, were counted. This Maila that you have, Chshivis, that you're not bottle when you go, when you decide to be one of the Levim, which is going to be Mahapach Hamid, Batamakim Yishuv, every single Yid gets that right away. But it goes Madarg Ladarg. Chatchila, you just have the union of counting, just like every Levi, even Bnei Merari. When you do in this Aveda more, and you stand b'chol ha-tekev and you're not a spoil and you go weiter and you weiter mashpi on the midbar, is the Eibishter picks you up even weiter. He gives you a union of mail of Nesiyas Reish that you should be able to be Eved as Hashem l'mail matam v'das. But the Chatchil starts like a Nesiyas Reish, like the Darga of Gershon, that it's tough to the Nesiyas to Kaos. And then you could even come to the Madrega later, eventually to the Madrega of Bnei Kaos, which is Nesiyas Reish b'vnei Atzmei. Then you could turn the place into a Dira Leizbarach. And the Rebbe stresses here Dira, because in the Vart of Dira Leizbarach, we see also this Vart of Heipich Midbar. Midbar is a Makam which is not a Makam Yishuv. Dira, besides for the Pashto of Shad Dira Leizbarach, it's a place where the Eibishter is found, it also implies that it has to be a Makam which is Shaykh, the Heipich of the Inyan of Midbar, a Makam Yishuv. So you could turn in the Midbar after you have the Inyan of that the Eibishter gives you the keich, that he counts you, and then you come to the mail of Nesiyas Reish Gam, and then even to the mail of Nesiyas Reish Napeifin Shotafel, eventually you could turn the Midbar into a Makam Yishuv, into the Makam of Dira Leizbarach.